Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Loniker. This morning I just want to share from the scriptures from Luke chapter 1. I'm going to start reading in verse 67 of Luke chapter 1. This is Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist. This is after John the Baptist was born, and Zacharias wrote down his name, and it says, "And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people." You know, they were looking for salvation. They were looking for the Jesus Christ. They were looking for the Son of God that would redeem God's people. And Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he says he hath visited and redeemed his people. Verse 69, "And hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David." And I'd just like to spend a little bit of time on there, that phrase, "yet he raised up a horn of salvation." We all know different animals have horns. You have long-horned cows. You have rams that have horns. You have goats that have horns. And especially in a sheep, a ram, you want to watch for their horns. If you have a flock of sheep and you have a ram in it, I've heard of stories of people who have gotten hurt, who have this ram snuck up on them and hurt them with their horns. But that horn is a symbol of power and a symbol of authority. And Zacharias uses that description here when he says, "and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David." And what's this authority? What's this power that God is manifesting towards us? God has brought it to us. You know, this ram, this sheep, sneaks up on people and tries to get them from behind. But this horn of salvation, you know, comes into the heart. And we're going to keep reading here what it does. "As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant." That's what this authority does. This is what this power does. It's here to perform the mercy promised to our fathers. Verse 73, "the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear." You know, God wants us to be able to serve him without fear, you know, in our inner heart. I remember before I was converted, you know, I had a fear of God, not knowing what's going to happen to me after I die. A fear of meeting God. But, you know, when we bow to this authority, when we bow to this horn of salvation, we can serve him without fear. Verse 75 says, "in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life." We can serve God without fear in this aspect, in holiness. We no longer, because the horn of salvation that has come, because the power that has come through Jesus Christ, because the authority that has come through our Lord Jesus Christ, we are no longer in the hands of our enemy, the devil, but we can walk in holiness and in righteousness before him all the days of our life. And I love that verse, those verses. I love this word of God, that we can serve him without fear. We no longer have to be subject to fear. You know, yes, it's we need to fear God, have a fear of God to serve him, but this is talking about an unhealthy fear, and serve him in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life. Verse 76, and thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. When we have the remission of our sins, we can serve him without fear, and we are holy and righteous before him. Praise the Lord. You know, that's a standing that we want to walk in, and that's a standing that we want to maintain, and we maintain it by faith, and when we maintain that standing by faith, that remission of sins, we can walk before him without fear in holiness and righteousness. Verse 78 says, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. You know, God has visited us by sending us an horn of salvation. And my question today, have you been visited by this horn of salvation? Have you experienced a new birth? Have you experienced a remission of sins? Have you experienced to be able to serve him without fear? Have you experienced to be able to walk in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life? Remember, if not, that power, that horn of salvation, that authority is here to deliver you from the hand of the enemy so that you may do that. And so I want to encourage you today, if you have not experienced, have been visited by that horn of salvation, that authority, that power, that today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. So I would just encourage you to have a visit with the horn of salvation, which is Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.